Walder also apparently failed to radio the Coast Guard. A female passenger aboard the Yankee notified a friend via text message that the boat was in trouble. The friend called Coast Guard District Command in Juneau, who were mistakenly informed that the distressed vessel was near ANB Harbor in Sitka's Inner Channel. Harbor personnel and Sitka Search and Rescue Captain Don Kluting went to ANB to look for the Yankee, but found nothing.
It was at that point that we realized that we had an actual search and rescue mission.
Kluting says it took a while to narrow down the Yankee's location. In cell phone conversations with the female passenger, she described a sailboat passing by and a house on an island, fairly common circumstances in the Sound. In the end, Kluting says rescuers relied on technology.
You know, her cell phone was starting to die. She had one bar left. She reported on her phone, on the battery life. And so she, per Coast Guard Sector Juneau's recommendations, called 911, and we used the E911 system to determine her GPS coordinates. And once we had those coordinates, we were able to plot those. And yeah, she was on the east side of Error Island, which is right out here in Eastern Channel.
The aptly named island is about a 10-minute boat ride from the harbor in calm conditions. Kluting and a SAR team, including a state trooper, responded in his own skiff. Harbor personnel took their boat. Kluting says the Yankee situation was precarious.
Arriving on scene, what we saw was an interesting situation. We had a vessel that was hard aground about midship and bow down, stern up, and the stern was significantly, you know, out of the water, and you know, we were concerned about the stability of the vessel and any weight shifting on the vessel. It was certainly in jeopardy of rolling to the port side. Certainly a situation where their life safety was at risk, and so, you know, they certainly needed to be rescued from the vessel.
Search and rescue took the female on board, but according to police dispatch reports, Walder refused to comply. Once the woman was safely delivered to town, Kluting and the trooper, accompanied by two Sitka police officers, returned to the Yankee, where Walder was arrested. Details of his arraignment were unavailable by deadline for this story. Kluting says Search and Rescue's maritime role has increased over the past 2.5 decades. Almost exactly a month ago, Kluting responded to the troller Igloo, which had run aground on rocks off the end of Sitka's runway. Kluting says SAR trains for its maritime role, and just as the Coast Guard supports his team on land, he's happy to help the Coast Guard on the water when he can.
In a case like last night, it's a quick boat run for us to get on scene and, you know, be able to stabilize the situation and assist the Coast Guard. And so it's a win-win situation.
A Coast Guard Marine Safety officer inspected the scene Wednesday evening. The wooden hull appeared mostly undamaged. The Yankee was expected to be refloated on the next tide. Reporting in Sitka with help from Rachel Waldholz, I'm Robert Woolsey.